Yesterday, we started our two-part series on healthy eating while pinching pennies. We covered grocery lists, planning, and the various forms of produce. Today, KLCC's Brian Bull and shopper Julia Baca of Eugene continue their low-budget adventure with a stop at the bulk section.
At the Kiva Grocery in downtown Eugene, Julia reviews her list.
I have to get some coffee, so if you want to follow me that way.
Julia heads to the bulk section. She pours and grinds some coffee. And remembers that she's here for ginger, too.
I tend to come here and get my spices instead of a regular store because I can just buy what I need instead of spending them in bottles that are super expensive.
Buying items in bulk isn't glamorous. But the bulk is Grain Council says bulk items can cost nearly 90% less than packaged foods. It helps to compare, and many stores list price per ounce or weight. And it never hurts to ask, do you really need 3 pounds of sage? On the note of by and large, OSU Associate Professor of Public Health and Human Services Mary Klusky says avoid the mega chain stores that often require memberships.
People often go to Costco and think, wow, this is a great deal. Look how much I'm buying. Well, often they're buying more than they can use. We throw about 40 to 50% of our food away in the United States. And a lot of that is buying packages that are bigger than you need. And those are the kinds of traps that you can fall into when you go to those big discount warehouses.
Julia now tackles the protein items on her list. She plops a package of chicken breasts into her cart, then scrutinizes a carton of eggs.
For a week, I get about half a dozen and make sure they're not cracked.
Nutritionist Christy Coughlin of Bend says beans are a great source of protein if meat isn't always affordable, or if your home carnivore is insistent on meat. There's always the manager special.
Maybe it needs to be prepared within the next couple of days. But my recommendation is always to watch portions. An average adult needs about 3 ounces of meat at dinner. So that is way less than what we see at restaurants.
Speaking of meat, Jonathan Tepperman is a big proponent of buying whole animals and having people do their own processing.
Let's say you buy a whole chicken with all the skin and all the bones. That can be a roast chicken. And then the next day you can make a stir fry with the leftover chicken that's there. And then the day after that you can make a stock. Now, when you start to look at it as 3 meals, it becomes a lot more affordable.
Tepperman also has a group that offers classes in taking charge of one's own meat, like the sausage making class. Students ground their own meat and filled casings.
Yeah, we're gonna grind this meat.
One of the great things about what we do at the Eugene Meat Collective is giving people the tools to have much more economic choices in bringing quality meat into their life. They have the ability to go directly to the farmer and buy a whole animal. And when you do that, that reduces your per pound cost dramatically.
Supporting local farmers applies to produce as well. Linda Davies is with Winter Green Farm in Notai, west of Eugene. They provide members with weekly 10-gallon tubs of farm-raised vegetables in what's commonly known as community-supported agriculture.
I think buying CSA, you help support the local farmers, and we try and keep the costs down to what people might spend at the farmers market, and sometimes even less expensive than that.
Davies says about 60 out of 500 of their members use food stamps or special payment plans.
People can pay half in the beginning and half midway through of the membership fee, or we can even set up monthly payments. We also offer financial assistance. We have a certain amount of each membership fee that the farm puts into a fund.
Of course, people can also raise their own vegetables to save money. And there's also opportunities to share the grocery bill if you're in a housemate situation like Julia.
I'm big into sharing, but a lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. So what it means for me is that they're pretty much all mine.
Lots of tips, lots of ways to save. Checking out at Kiva Grocery, Julia looks over her receipt and smiles.
I think I probably saved, because I spent about $30. Yeah, I think I probably saved about 20%.
One last note. Wherever you stand on organic versus conventional, fresh versus frozen, the consensus from our experts is that just eating healthier in general can stave off conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Costly to both your checking account and well-being for years on end. Brian Bull, KLCC News.
Thank you. That was cool.